Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com.
Everybody stop what you're doing, please!
When it comes to remodeling and renovating your home, there is no better show on your radio. This is Around the House with Eric G.
Where's the hammer?
From your back fence to the sidewalk, Eric will tell you how to keep it all in tip-top shape while helping you save a buck while doing it. If you like DIY projects, it takes a lot of practice to get good at it, and Eric is here to guide the way.
Is it on the... Go up on the other floor. Somebody go up there and stop the hammering.
All that and more on the fastest 2 hours of home improvement radio.
These are the wrong plans. These are the old plans.
Oh. Welcome to...
Stop it! Stop
Around the House with Eric G.
Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement and design every single weekend. Thanks for joining us. Well, I got a special guest here on the line, Beverly with The Stressless. I got a quick story to tell. I was down at my friends over at Cascade Furniture, and there was this cool and sexy chair sitting there, and John was like, you gotta sit in this thing. It was the most comfortable thing I've ever sat in, and I had to get Beverly on the show. Welcome, Beverly, to Around the House.
Hi, Eric. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming on. Well, you know, I've treated my body badly over the years doing stupid human tricks and things like that that got myself injured. So when I get into something comfortable, I take note. And when I was down there in a showroom and saw, you know, your chairs and couches and stuff, I'm like, we got to chat because this is cool. So let's talk about Stressless because this stuff's amazing, and I think there's a lot of people out there that this could, you know, help be more comfortable and look cool, too, while doing it. What does Stressless make?
Yeah. Well, let's see. Where to begin? Yes. So our brand name is Stressless. We are a Scandinavian, Norwegian line of recliners, sofas, and most recently dining chairs. And the majority of our business is with the Stressless recliners. That's what we're known for, and that's probably what you sat in when you were at the store.
It is.
But our Stressless recliners are 50 years old. We're having a 50-year anniversary on those next year.
Nice.
And they are what we consider to be the most comfortable seating system in the world. And we say that because the product, the recliners, are made with all sorts of patented what we call comfort technologies. So it's this really cool, these really cool features within the product that adapt to your body. So it's all these different mechanisms that when you sit down in that chair, it's like you're sitting in the chair, not on a chair. So everything is supported. Your back, your lumbar, your neck in some cases. We've got some recliners with adjusting neck support. And the cool thing about these is they're pretty unique in the marketplace. Like I said, they're Scandinavian. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of a Goldilocks sort of sizing system we have. So each recliner comes in a small, a medium, or a large size. And that's really so that the chair that you're sitting in is the most fitted for you. So when you go in to buy a Stressless recliner, you're not going in and buying it based on what color you like and this and that. Of course, that's all important. But what we like to do is sit you in the chair and have you fitted so that when the chair delivers to your house, you have the most perfect seating system for your body. So all those crazy things that you've done and I've done in the past, these chairs actually will help relieve some of those aches and pains. There's a lot of ergonomic benefits to these recliners, and they're just fabulous. And that's why we say we are the most comfortable seating system in the world.
I thought I was floating, is how I described it. I was like, wow, this is, I hear the stories, but until you experience it and sit down, I was like, holy smokes, this is cool. And then style wise too, I fell in love with that Metro series, the high back.
Those are beautiful.
Oh my gosh. It's got that, my house is a little more mid-century esque. So that one has some of that throwback with kind of that star shaped legs and stuff on it that I was just like,
Those are cool. Those are really nice. That's perfect for mid-century modern type style. And then really, no matter what style you have in your house, there's something that will fit. I mean, we've got, recliners and sofas too, every style from, a little bit more traditional looking, traditional colors, some of your browns and taupes and that kind of thing, all the way to something more modern, which is the one that you sat in with the star base. Mm-hmm. And then real popular right now with everybody working from home are stressless office chairs.
Oh yeah. So, that's a rabbit hole I didn't even drop down to, because I didn't want to, I looked at that and I'm like, nope, not going to sit in it because I'm going to have to have that. And I already love one chair. I need to love two chairs right now. So
yeah. And I'll be honest, some days I work in one all day long. Almost every day I work in my stressless office chair, and I'll be honest, some days it's pretty hard to stay awake.
Yeah.
It's so comfortable.
That's what I was worried about. I was like, oh no. That's, it's like having heated seats in a car and then you use them a lot. Yes. And then you get into a car that doesn't have them and you feel like you've been robbed. And I'm like, not setting that standard today. Not going to do it.
That's so true. A lot of our recliners are actually made so that you can sleep in them. If you push them back, there's a function on it called the sleep function, which kind of unlocks the back, and it will lie you down. I don't want to say straight, flat.
Full recline, really. Yeah.
But full recline. Yeah. If you want to, so you can do anything. You can eat in them, you can watch TV, or you can really just perfectly take a nap
awesome.
In any of these. Yeah. Then we've also got a whole line of sofas too. I don't know if you saw the sofas there.
Yeah, those were cool too. I was just like, you got to take my money. This is awesome. But it's funny. I get to be a furniture geek. I can walk into a furniture store and walk around and go, no, that's it. And that was just kind of where the conversation started. But it was kind of funny because talking about the different styles, he showed me this kind of lookbook that you guys had, and it was, I'm like, oh, this is kind of cool. But I was picturing it more in that, with the pieces that I loved in the mid-century style. I'm like, oh, this is cool. But, you get into the traditional, he goes, hey, look at this. And we started flipping through that book. And I'm like, oh, wow, there it is in a Victorian home. There it is. And, it was like so out of context, but it fits so well style-wise. I was shocked at how diverse style-wise, because there's not too many furniture companies out there that can really have that wide of reach between different styles and still fit in that space.
Yes, that's a good point. And, when you say Scandinavian recliners or Scandinavian sofas, people think, modern and minimalist and mm-hmm. clean lines and that kind of thing. But you can really take any of these recliners or sofas and fit them into almost any environment. So, you've got mid-century modern, I've got sort of transitional, fits in perfectly. We can fit them in a traditional home, really just based on, the color of the leather that you choose or the fabric or the type of base. There's a couple different types of bases that have a different look to them. Mm-hmm. So they're really sort of a kind of a style that works almost anywhere. And you say Scandinavian and you have something in your mind, but there's just a whole wide array of styles these chairs and sofas come in, and they really fit almost any environment, any home. And then dining too is a really cool new introduction, and the dining chairs are exactly what you think of when you think of Scandinavian seating. They are, straight lines, kind of minimalistic styling, very, very beautiful. And the cool thing about the dining chairs is that they move. So Stressless is known for movement and furniture that kind of moves with your body. And the dining chairs are exactly the same way. You can sit in one of those for hours around the table, just chatting with your friends after dinner and stuff like that without your back hurting. You know how a lot of seating, when you sit in it, you're kind of moving around and slouching and trying to get in the best position. And with Stressless, really with any of the products, the product sort of conforms to your body. So you're not uncomfortable after a few minutes. And
see, that's my diet thing is if I have the most uncomfortable chair at the dining room table. If I've got something I want to be hanging around with, that doesn't help my, you know, my trainer's going to give me a hard time with that.
You're right.
But seriously, I mean, this, and you guys have so many colors that are available. It's not like, oh, pick one of three. I mean, it's like pick one of 30 almost, you know, in some of these things.
Well, yeah, or 50 or 60. Yeah. Everything is everything's customizable. The sofas, the recliners, the office chairs. We've got four different grades of leather, over 50 colors. Like I mentioned before, several different base styles. The sofas come in everything with, you know, wood trim to chrome trim to all different functionalities in the sofas. But eight different wood colors, over 50 different leather colors, a little bit of fabric. We've got some fabric offering for people that don't want to go the leather route. And so everything is customizable. So if you want this style base on this style chair with this color leather, with this color wood on it, we can make all of that happen. It's very, very customizable to your tastes and to your home and your color palette and that kind of thing.
Oh, that is awesome. And then you've got, I think I saw in there too, that you had kind of almost a sectional type one in there as well that I think you called the wave sector or something like that, that I saw in there that was kind of cool too.
Oh yeah. So that's called a wave sofa, Stressless Wave. Mm-hmm. That is one of our really good selling sofas that's been around for a while. Very classic, really nice movement in your back, back and legs, the seat in the back moves just for ultimate comfort. We've also introduced over the past year or two, a line of power sofas, which are super cool. So if you want to just sit there and press a button and have the ottoman or the, you know, the footrest mm-hmm. come up for leg support, that's what that does. We've got a sofa called the Emily that has not only the leg support, but also the neck support. So there's a power neck movement as well. And power is really, really sort of the big thing in furniture right now, because mm-hmm. everybody just wants to kind of sit there and press a button and make things happen. And these sofas have done really well for us, especially through the pandemic and, mm-hmm. And that kind of thing. We've got one called the Emily and one called the Mary, and then several other sofas. Like you mentioned, the Wave, we've got a beautiful one called the Stella, but all sorts of sofas in different styles. And again, those are all customizable. You can turn most of them into a sectional or, you know, a love seat, in some cases just a 1 foot kind of club chair. So lots and lots of different options with the sofas.
Yeah, that Emily one I love about that is the way that the articulating neck piece of that. I think that is so stunningly designed. As a designer, I see that and go, okay, the back neck looks like it kind of just lays flat and then mm-hmm. folds up to support you. And I'm like, okay. It doesn't just look like a high back sofa sitting there with an adjustable headrest like your car. It looks like a more like a low back sofa that can turn into a high back one by hitting a button. And that, to me, design wise, is I just never seen that before.
Oh my gosh, you described it perfectly. It looks like a low back sofa, and then as soon as you move the adjustable headrest, it goes up for neck support, and then it looks more like a high back sofa. But yeah, the way you described it is just perfect. And that's a little bit more on the modern style, the modern end of things. And like I said, we have just sold so many of those over the past year or so after we introduced it. It's doing really, really well.
That's cool. The factory looks yeah. amazing, by the way. I saw a picture of that because I had it on the wall in there at Cascade Furniture. And yeah. that looks, I mean, windows and skylights and on a fjord or whatever it was. I don't know the whole story, but that looked absolutely cool, like a cool place to work, actually.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're headquartered in Norway in a little town called Siglevin. which is about halfway up the west coast of Norway. And it is absolutely gorgeous. But that's where the majority of the recliners are made. That's where corporate headquarters is. That's where everything happens. And it is the most beautiful, peaceful little place in Norway you've ever seen. When you think of magical, snowy kind of holiday, you know, lights twinkling in the darkness, that's where our factory is. It's absolutely stunning. We do have a U.S. factory, which is kind of cool. It's so all the pieces and parts come from Norway, and then we assemble some of the sofas here in the U.S.
Cool.
And that factory, that factory is doing going gangbusters. That's in North Carolina, in a little town.
That's where all furniture is made.
Yeah, lots of furniture in North Carolina, and that we are getting ready to expand that facility by over 100,000 square feet, just because these the sofas are doing so well. So we can still say that the sofas are. The recliners 100% are made in Norway. The sofas are 100% made in Norway, but they are also assembled in the U.S. So it's kind of the best of both worlds. You've got the Norwegian heritage and the cool, you know, sexy kind of Scandinavian heritage and design, but then we're also bringing jobs and industry to the United States as well. So it's really kind of the best of both.
That's cool. And it also lets you guys have a quicker turn, because I mean, it was probably 20 years ago I was selling cabinetry, custom cabinetry out of Germany, and man, getting stuff over to the States sometimes when you're doing it one at a time is a little tough sometimes. And I was doing kitchens that way, and people are like, hey, when's my kitchen going to be here? Well, I'm waiting for that container to get on a ship. It's been sitting in the lot for 3 days, and you know, and so that gives you guys that ability to manage lead times just a little bit easier versus container at a time, especially where things are made to order.
Oh, exactly. So you can get a custom sofa right now in less than 8 weeks because of that. And that was really the whole reason we opened up the assembly factory here in the States, was to reduce the lead time to the consumer. Because you're right, ordering a sofa, you know, waiting 12 weeks for it to be made in Norway and then waiting 4 more weeks for it to ship over on the water, it's just so inefficient. And, you know, we did a bunch of consumer research that said, you know, people are just not willing to wait that long anymore for a fabulous custom piece of furniture. It's too long.
And we're becoming less of a patient society, not more of one. So
Exactly.
People give enough hard time about 8 weeks, you know, and it's the same kind of thing. It's like, hey, that's what furniture takes. That's the standard kind of lead time to have something made. I mean, I've quoted for 25 years furniture. How long does it probably take? Well, it could take 8 weeks. Let's find out, you know.
Yeah.
That's kind of my
safe. Could take 6, could take 12. Yeah.
Yeah. If we shoot for 8, that's how it goes. Well, yeah. I mean, what I think is really cool is that, you know, these are not your IKEA price point things, but it's not nutty as well. It's a well-built, well-designed piece of furniture, but you're not buying the Bentley Continental and putting it in your living room either.
No, it's not the Bentley. I'd say maybe it's the BMW or the Mercedes.
Exactly.
So the products are extremely well built. They're very durable. And, you know, we have consumers that write in all the time on social media and email and this and that about their recliner that they've had literally for 40 years.
Yeah.
That they've sat in the same recliner for 40 years. The quality and the construction of these recliners and sofas are just amazing. This is not IKEA. You're not going to build it and then, you know, move and throw it away in a year or 18 months or whatever. This is going to last you. You're going to get tired of it before it outwears.
You're going to want to replace it with something different.
You
buy it, you enjoy it, and you know, hopefully your kids will enjoy it, kind of thing. You know, I mean, that's the cool part with that. So you buy it once, and quite frankly, if anybody has ever learned this over the years, and I know I have, is that it only takes a few times of buying inexpensive furniture that now you have to get rid of, that if you look at the life cycle of that, you could have bought the real one the first time and enjoyed a much more comfortable and durable experience over the entire time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good point too. Sustainability and environmentally friendliness of this furniture is amazing because you're not replacing it every few years, and you're not, you know, putting furniture and chemicals and things like that into the landfill because you're still using it. And like I said, we're Scandinavian Norwegian, and they have been into environmental friendliness and sustainability long before anybody in the United States even knew what that was. So
well before it was cool.
Well before it was cool. So everything is made, you know, with recycled water, recycled this, recycled that. It's just a very, you can walk through the factory over there, the picture that you saw in the store, and it is, you could eat off the floor. It is so clean. It is just a meticulously run, extremely environmentally friendly factory where everything is made. And it really shines through, I think, in the quality of the product. And when you get it in your home, it's not something that you're going to get tired of in 18 months and say, oh, let's just throw it out and get something new or a new color. It's going to stay with you as long as you'll have it. It will be working working well.
Yeah, that's the cool thing. And then, and I do like the customizable part because, you know, it's tough because, as we talked about earlier, it's for me as a designer, I like to be able to get the shades right, the textures right, and everything else. And many times when you've only got two or three or four options, you're compromising in places you really didn't want to. And like you said, when you've got 50 plus colors just within the leather, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So the possibilities are really endless. On the recliner that you sat in, I forgot to mention when we were talking about ergonomics and that kind of thing. It felt so good. You know, our recliners are endorsed by the American Chiropractic Association.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah, very cool. We had them endorsed by them. It's been about 15 years now. We were the first recliner in the U.S. to get that endorsement by the American Chiropractic Association. And I think it's just a testament of the kind of support and stability that the furniture gives you in your back and your neck. And it's just something that you are going to feel better over time sitting in and sleeping in, or, you know, whatever you're watching TV in.
Exactly.
Because it is endorsed, and it's something that, you know, somebody that works on your back and spinal adjustments and alignments and that kind of thing, they believe in it because they know it's good for you. And not only does it look good, but it's also good for you.
Yeah, that was the thing. I mean, that's probably my biggest complaint about a lot of contemporary furniture is I really like it. But the problem is it's not that comfortable. You know, it's hard. It's, you know, it's not, it doesn't, it supports you almost too much. It's like sitting on a plywood box. It's got some thin faux padding and leather over it. It's just not a comfortable thing. And that's why I was so shocked when I popped in there and John was like, you got to look at this. And he is right.
Yeah. So, he is right.
Oh, man. Well, Beverly, thank you so much for coming on today. Anybody out there, check them out at stressless.com. And the website's there. And, of course, no matter where you listen to the show, there's probably a dealer close by to you. But thanks so much for coming on today.
Yeah. Let me also mention one other thing, Eric. We've got a super cool app that you can download on your Android or your iPhone. It's called Stressless at Home, Stressless with the at sign home. And you can actually go on and design your piece of furniture on there. And there's a really cool virtual reality piece to that app where you can take the furniture that you've designed and put it in the room that you're in. Augmented reality, that's what I meant to say.
Yeah.
But it's super cool. That way, you know, before you go out or go to the store or spend a lot of money, you can actually see what it's going to look like with the color combinations that you like and the styles you like. And then you can actually place it in the room. So super cool. Just wanted to add that.
That's a huge add. I love that, you know, the augmented reality stuff where you can place it in the corner and say, okay, what's it look like here? Well, that's what it looks like right there because there it is on your phone. So that's incredible.
That's exactly what it is. Super cool. Yeah. And of course, stressless.com, but both of those are excellent resources for more information. And of course, find a store and get in there and get fitted and you'll be glad that you did.
You got to try it. All right, Beverly, thanks so much.
Okay, Eric, thank you so much.
Thanks again, Beverly, for coming on the show today. Now, this podcast is going to be a little bit longer than it typically is because the way we cut it up for radio, I wanted to put all the complete interviews in one. So our first hour of what would have been the radio show is a little bit shorter, and the second one here on the podcast is a little bit longer just because I didn't want to break these interviews up and put them in their entirety. Now, let's head out here to the Range Hood store because these guys got a Black Friday sale that's coming up that's going all month long and into December a little bit you want to check out. I love saving money. Let's talk out to my friends over at the Range Hood store. This could save you some big money on those kitchen appliances. Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement every single weekend. Thanks for joining us. Hey, we're going to talk sale time here. I've got my friends in from the Range Hood store. Welcome to Around the House, guys.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, good.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Well, guys, introduce yourselves so people can put a voice to the name.
All right. I am Jesse. I am the marketing manager here at the Range Hood store.
And this is Drew. I'm part of the marketing team for the Range Hood store.
Nice. Well, thanks, guys, for coming on today. So I guess the first question people are having out there in the audience are, what's the Range Hood store?
So the Range Hood store is an online e-commerce store for industry-leading kitchen and bath appliances. We pride ourselves on having the best selection and the lowest prices. And we actually exclusively sell Z-Line Kitchen and Bath. We've worked with other partners in the past, but Z-Line Kitchen and Bath's strategy and their model is very similar to ours, in a sense of where they can drop ship directly to our customers. So it works out well for us. Customers can purchase through the Range Hood store and Z-Line will directly send them the product. And they pride themselves on being, you know, industry leaders that have low price points for luxurious looking kitchen appliances. And that's kind of our end game. We want to ensure that customers can have the best looking product for a wallet friendly price.
No kidding. And I mean, I've got Z-Line in my kitchen and I'm just kind of been experiencing it. And I tell you what, bang for the buck, there is nothing better out there as far as what you get for that price point. It's amazing. And the quality is there to go with it. So, I mean, what are you guys doing? Cutting out a couple of middlemen out of the inside of that. And all of a sudden there's some decent savings.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, that's the goal. Sorry, Jared, go ahead.
No problem. You know, that's a big part of it for us in the e-commerce world, especially. It's just about finding the audience. And when we kind of came across Z-Line, you know, like you said, the look, the quality of the product, and then the price point, it's like, gosh, if you find the audience for this, there's going to be people who want this. One thing we often talk about as a strategy on our team is that a lot of times people doing a home remodel, it's a lot like planning a wedding. You're spending months on the couch with your partner, making purchasing decisions and planning, and you're going to do your homework. And so for us, that's where we come in and say, how do we get great product in front of people? Because then it's a no-brainer. There's going to be people who want to buy. And when they see the quality of the product, the price point, and the fact they can get it in a few business days, it makes the decision real easy for them.
Saving people that kind of money and giving that value, because that's kind of really the key with this, is because, I mean, for me, I was looking at some of the ranges that I was looking at out there. I'm like, man, $16,000 for a range for my house. It's a lot of money. That's a lot of money. But when I can get something for a lot less than that, you know, and there's a lot of value to that. And nobody wants, and I'm still getting all the luxury feel out of what I've got. And so I didn't really give anything up by doing that.
Right. And when people are spending, you know, thousands of dollars to redo their kitchens already, you know, the cabinets, the backsplash, and all of the kitchen appliances, we want to ensure that people can create that kitchen of their dreams without, you know, completely breaking the bank and draining their savings. So it's really cool to work with an appliance manufacturer like Z-Line, because
they really hold those same values that we do, which is why it was kind of a no-brainer to set up this partnership with them and sell all their products for them.
So what's the process of putting some of these products on sale now that we're coming up on kind of Black Friday stuff right now?
Yeah, so we do. V-Line's doing a whole Black Friday sale the entire month of November and then trickling a little bit into December. They actually come to us with products that they want to put on sale, and then we work out a strategy on how to promote that with our internal marketing team for the Ranchid store. So Z-Line, I think, just kind of looks at their inventory and their bestsellers and what it is they want to put on sale, and then they offer that same sale to all of their retailers. So I don't know if you want to speak to that more, Drew.
Yeah, you know, that's what's interesting. You know, Z-Line's a brand that you can find on all these big box retailers and a bunch of other sites. And so for us, it's really, hey, you know, they enforce a MAP policy, essentially saying everybody's going to kind of get this sale. This is what we're going to put it out. And it's always a great price. As you kind of mentioned, they've got a great price point to begin with. So usually for us, it's like, again, kind of back to the homework factor. If people've been at home and they're doing their homework and they're already like, okay, I've got these guys circled, they're in my top three, and then there's a price break, that's kind of a layup for us. And sure. Really from there, it's the strategy of how do we tell the story. And, you know, in our world, when we're competing with all these different things, what we've really come to learn is that there's kind of different audiences. You know, you're gonna decide to purchase from a different location based on all kinds of, do I have their, you know, company benefits rewards program? Are they local to me? You know, all these different decisions. So it's really about curating an audience, which, you know, our marketing team has just done an amazing job of sort of building up our presence on all the different ad platforms, social media. And so when we get the opportunity for like our Black Friday program, it's really like time to say, hey, let's shout it from the rooftop. This is one of our best stories we get to tell all year of like these amazing, beautiful products, a great company, and you're going to get the best price of the year. So from there, it's really just all, you know, all guns blazing as far as getting that story out to our audience, because there's a lot of people who are ready to shop.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, two things. One, you know, I'm not a big Black Friday salesperson because I don't want to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning, go stand out in front of a store for 4 hours waiting to be the first 10 people in the door that I got to wrestle because they only got 10 pieces to sell. And
right. That's
the right thing that always drove me nuts. And it looks like this is basically a month-long sale, right?
Yeah, we want to provide the time that it takes to, you know, decide your purchase. Secluding Black Friday to just a day, we don't think fits with, like, you know, our strategy and what our audience needs. And so providing an entire month long of sales for these products gives the customers a little bit more time to, like, breathe and plan out their kitchen model and what it is that they want and need for their kitchen. So, and like you said, you don't have to stay in line. You can literally just hop on the computer, type in the Ranchid store and find what it is you need and what it is you're looking for without having to get up out of bed at 3 a.m. and stand in a really long line to hopefully score the deal that you're looking for.
Yeah, and then on top of it, these are major purchases. And even though there's a lot of value here, this is not that $99... you know, TV on Black Friday. This is something, like you said, that you're planning out, trying to make sure it fits, that all the specifications are right, it's going to fit with your cabinet plan, or just it's going to replace the appliance that you're getting rid of, you know, or whatever you're doing with that. I think it's just smart for consumers, and they don't have to get into that panic to, I got to make a decision now and get it. And I think that's one of the smart things with
right.
this. And then the other thing too, the other thing that's good too, is that I've noticed that Z-Line has done better than most other appliance companies of having inventory in stock, because there are so many other people, and I'm hearing it on my radio show a lot, that, oh my gosh, this appliance is backed out 6 months. I can't get this. If I order it now, I can't get it till March, you know, and, or May, you know, and it's, there's a lot of,
yeah.
Z-Line's done a pretty good job compared to everybody else of staying on top of inventory, even though there's been a great demand for it.
Yeah, and I think especially this year, you know, just with, you know, life has kind of changed with the COVID and just, you know, the way people are making major purchasing decisions, like you said, and the fact that they have product in stock, it's a great quality product. And because of their distribution, we can essentially say, hey, anywhere in the United States you purchase, we can have it to you within usually 3 to 5 business days. That there's a lot of peace of mind, and especially with people also being at home. I mean, the whole home improvement renovation category has just kind of exploded over the last 6 months. People are at home working on their home. And, you know, for us, it's just like we can help make a major purchasing decision and home upgrade an easy decision. And there's a lot of peace of mind. We've got a great customer service team to support you. And so it kind of really, I mean, we often try to think about it from our consumer's point of view and know that for a lot of us, it's the same thing. You're going to be there with your husband and wife after work and deciding, hey, is this the one we want? Let's do it. This is the right day to buy. And just knowing that you have that support and kind of what we kind of view as like an ecosystem for the product even after the sale, and the support from Z-Line just makes it so easy to deliver to our customers.
Oh, I love it. And I, you know, I had some questions on install on some of the stuff that I was doing, and man, you know, there was not this, you know, 4-hour hold trying to find somebody to talk to about questions that I had because I was doing stuff a little bit outside of the box. And so, you know, that attention to service after the sale is important. You know, it just really is.
No, I was just going to say that Z-Line really does pride itself on its customer service. And we've kind of tried to model our customer service after theirs in how knowledgeable we are on their product. Because we are an exclusive retailer, people turn to us to have the answers to their questions. And so they've done a great job kind of modeling that out for us and, you know, providing that kind of contact or customer support.
That's awesome. So what are your guys' favorite products on sale on the Black Friday deals here? What are you guys stoked about?
Oh gosh, that's a great question. I have lots of favorites. I think when it comes to like a kitchen suite, I really like our all gas ranges. I just think the idea of like an all gas range is phenomenal for a kitchen. And we have a lot of various panel doors for Z-Line that they manufacture and we sell for them. So we have like red, white, black. And then we even have a Durasnow finish. It's Z-Line's proprietary Durasnow. It is a fingerprint and scratch resistant stainless steel.
Yep.
And that's one of my all time favorite products is anything in that Durasnow finish, just because when you think of a kitchen, it's not always, you know, perfect. And
no.
So when you're moving and grooving through a kitchen, especially if you're like preparing for a dinner party or trying to perfect a meal for your family, it's nice to have that peace of mind of knowing, oh, okay, I'm not going to, you know, easily scratch my range or my kitchen sink or whatever it is. And then also, for the first time ever, Z-Line put their KB range hoods on sale,
nice.
Which is awesome. It's their top seller. It's our top seller. And it's literally limited time only, first time ever on sale. Which I think is awesome, and it is also my favorite range hood. So if I were to say to buy any product, it would be one of our Durasnow ranges and our KB range hood.
Yeah, that is meant for somebody that loves to cook because it's just going to be durable as far as a finish on there, and you don't have to worry about every hand mark or, you know, every little splatter or anything else. It tends to hide that pretty well.
I'd also just say one of the products to check out is Z-Line's line of microwaves. They offer a microwave drawer unit, which is pretty impressive the first time you see it.
I have it at
home. Much mount anywhere, so, yeah, so you know when you do those custom cabinet jobs, it's like I can really put this thing wherever is the most convenient spot for me. Mounts real easy. And they have their – it's a newer product that they brought out this year is their over-the-range microwave unit, which is awesome. I just installed this one myself, and it's convection, microwave, and ventilation. So again, that just bang for your buck factor. I just installed one and it's just beautiful. It just blows the stock microwave I had in my kitchen out of the water.
Yeah. So I do. When I put in that microwave drawer, I will say that I have not, that is the, you know, I've been a kitchen designer personally for almost 30 years now. And that was the easiest microwave I've ever installed. I mean, it was one of those things that I got to put in. I got the little block in the back like it's supposed to on it and got it all put in there, plugged it in. I'm like, that's it? That was easy. And I like that was easy because sometimes those things, you know, when you're installing microwaves with trim kits and things like that, you can have 20 minutes of scratching your head reading the directions four times trying to figure out what piece is on the top, where's it go. And it was just kind of plug and play. I think it was two or three screws and a little block to keep it from tipping forward if somebody falls on it, and you're done. And it was impressive.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear that. And they function phenomenally too. We've used some at our office, and it's my favorite thing to cook things in. It cooks things fast. The functionalities of it, just like the touch of a button with the open and close, it really adds like a nice, easy aesthetic to your kitchen.
Yeah. And the elevation that it's on, I've got the 48 inch black stainless range. I got the 48 inch, you know, 1200 CFM hood above it. And then I've got that microwave with white cabinets in the black, all in black stainless. It's going to be awesome when it's all done. And we're getting close. I got countertops, I think, next week. But, to be honest, I really had thought about doing some different color doors and things like that. I didn't, just because it's not a big space, but I was sure tempted with you guys, you know, and doing something like that, because as you were saying earlier, there's a ton of stuff out there as far as colors you have choices for. Now, how do people find you guys?
Yeah, so you can find us at the Range Hood Store on Instagram. The Range Hood on Twitter, and then the Range Hood Store on Facebook. And then we also have a YouTube channel, the Range Hood Store. We put videos out on our latest sales, as well as just product features for Z-Line. So yeah, all of our up-to-date sales and products and all of that can be found at any of our social media outlets, as well as the website is going to be the best place for purchasing.
Perfect. So they just go to the rangehoodstore.com and start shopping away.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, we hope that you choose the Range Hood Store when you go to make your purchase.
Exactly.
Yeah. If you want a smooth Black Friday, give us a call. We'll walk you through it. No muss, no fuss, and you'll have that peace of mind and some great product heading on your way.
All right, guys. Thanks for coming on today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Well, that's all the time we got for today. Thanks for listening to Around the House with Eric G. Now, make sure you catch the podcast anywhere you catch podcasts. Head over to Facebook, Around the House with Eric G., and our website, aroundthehouseonline.com, and you can take a look at some of my pictures I've been doing. I'm getting a few of those up on the website. Just look for projects, and you'll see what you have going on at my house. All right, everybody, thanks for listening this week. I'm Eric G., and for Dane Botter, you've been listening to Around the House.
Around the House with Eric G. is produced by Designed by Eric G. in association with Salem Media and distributed nationally by the Sun Broadcast Group. All rights reserved. Copyright 2020 Designed by Eric G. We will be back next week. If you missed part of the show, check out the podcast of all of our shows at aroundthehouseonline.com. Remember, measure with a micrometer, mark with caulk, and cut with an axe. Thanks for listening to Around the House.
Hey, it's Eric G. from Around the House. Are you planning a decking or siding project this year? If you are, you've got to check out my friends at Millboard. Millboard is a completely different kind of composite decking and cladding that enhances outdoor spaces with enduring distinction. Hand-molded from the finest oak, It realistically mimics the natural grain and color of premium hardwood. If you're looking for something that doesn't look like plastic and instead real wood, check out Millboard.com. Make sure and check out that interview we did just a few weeks back. That's Millboard.com.